London's changing skyline.
For centuries, London's skyline has been dominated by St Paul's Cathedral. But in recent years, skyscrapers have been slowly taking over. They come in all shapes and sizes and often have unusual nicknames. Here are four to look out for.
The Shard. London Bridge Tower is commonly known as the Shard, or the Shard of Glass. It's an 87-storey skyscraper in London that forms part of the London Bridge Quarter development. It was designed by the Italian architect Renzo Piano. At 310 metres, it's the tallest building in Western Europe. Construction began in March 2009, and it was inaugurated on the 5th of July 2012. The observation deck, known as the View from the Shard, is open to the public.
The Cheese Grater. The Leadenhall building on 122 Leadenhall Street has been dubbed the Cheese Grater because of its wedge-like shape. At 224 metres, it became the second tallest building in the City of London. It was designed by Richard Rogers, who is probably most famous for his work on the Pompidou Centre in Paris. The base of the building features a 30-metre-high atrium, which is open to the public. There are also exterior glass lifts on the building, similar to the ones in the neighbouring Lloyd's building, which was also designed by Rogers.
The Gherkin. 30 St Mary Axe is known informally as the Gherkin. It's a skyscraper in London's main financial district, the City of London. It was completed in December 2003 and opened in April 2004. With 41 floors, the tower is 180 metres tall and stands on a street called St Mary Axe. It was designed by Norman Foster and Arup Engineers. The building is one of the city's most widely recognised examples of modern architecture.
The Walkie-Talkie. 20 Fenchurch Street has been nicknamed the Walkie-Talkie. It's 160 metres tall and was designed by Uruguayan architect Rafael Vignoli. It has a large viewing deck and sky gardens on the top three floors, which are open to the public. However, it's recently been given another nickname, the Walkie Scorchy. This is because the concave shape of the building creates a sun ray that can reach temperatures of up to 70 degrees. If it's sunny, this really intense beam of light comes off the building and hits the opposite side of the street, said one city worker. The beam is so powerful that it has melted car bodywork, burnt carpets, and started fires. In his defence, Raphael said, "When I first came to London years ago, it wasn't like this. Now you have all these sunny days. So you should blame this thing on global warming too, right?"
Has the skyline in your city changed much?